It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Welcome back to WHTC Morning News for this Tuesday, January 17th. Sitting in for an ailing Dan Evans, I'm Gary Stevens. Time now for the garden party. Brought to you by DeBrine Seed, Washington Elm in downtown Zeeland. And as always, when we do have the garden party, we are joined by the master gardener, Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed, Washington Elm in downtown Zeeland. She joins us via the Google Meet connection. Jan, good morning. Hope all is well.
It certainly is. Good morning. Hope all is well there.
Outside of the host being sick.
Yeah.
He's sick. No. It's not an editorial comment. He is ailing. So we'll try to muddle through as best we can. Let's talk about the Rodin Cafe, shall we?
the most popular cafe in Zeeland, that's for sure.
And the reason why it's popular is because we are in the midst of an ongoing mouse invasion.
You know, for as warm as it is outside, you would think they really didn't want to come, shouldn't want to come in. But I'm having people that have never had a mouse problem before come in the store and need to know what in the world they can do about those mice coming in. So, yes, we can help you. We have stuff that... you know, even if you don't want to kill them, you just want to keep them outside. Rodent stopper works real well to spray around any areas you might think they're coming in, both inside and outside. We've got traps you can put out if you would so desire. We do have the little trap for humanely capturing them so you can move them elsewhere. But remember, they live in big colonies, so... you'll be trapping those forever, or you can use a snap trap or one of the old-fashioned mouse traps. We've got bait that you can put in that they really like, so they actually will come. It has an odor to it that they can smell, and they will get it. But you need to get the mice.
Yeah, they'll get it all right.
Yes. You need to get the mice out of your house. They do carry diseases. They are dirty. You don't want... if you do see, you're going to see they poop like every 2 feet as they're running along. And, you know, it looks like little black Niger thistle seed, little black things all over. And they run in a path. They usually run along the baseboard and their fur will touch the baseboard and they'll leave kind of an oily smear on there. So you can really tell where they are. You can tell where they congregate. And if it's bad enough, you can definitely smell that they're there.
Now, the thing is, like deer, if you see one, there's quite a few others in the neighborhood.
Yes. Yes, if you see one mouse, there's more in the neighborhood. Don't think if you just capture one, you've got them all. No, wrong. You got to keep at it. I'm out there once a month spraying my rodent stopper, and especially in my garage, they love to come in there. I mean, one day I watched this mouse run up the driveway and go right in the garage as I'm taking out the garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, you're going to die.
Yeah, you are definitely going to be in the past tense in a short period of time. Yes. Now, what is the old cliche line? Build a better mousetrap and the world will come beating to your door. It just seems as if there's some truth to that, because we always talk about new type of mousetrap that are effective. But, these mice are not dumb.
No, they are not dumb. They live everybody wants to eat them. So they are very attuned to the world around them and changes. And, you know, that's why it's hard to even poison them, because they're only going to eat a little tiny bit at a time, and then they're going to leave. They're not going to eat enough that's going to poison them. They might come back if they, you know, feel good and they think it's not poison, but that's about it. So you really, it's hard to poison them, even though they are so little.
Yeah.
Are,
and the other thing too, along those lines, they're not like some other pests that collect food and then bring it back to the home thing. And then everybody gets, you know, you can sabotage a lot by just, you know, letting one of them bring all the nasty stuff back to the hive or back to the cave. Mice, you know, they don't do that.
No, they don't. But they do make a mess. I've had people come in that the mice have gotten into like their drawers and chewed on spatulas and things like that. I've had a food smell on them, that they've gotten into the food. You need to clean all of that up. Just they do carry diseases, folks. So that's one thing, you know, you don't want that in the house, especially, you know, we've got still got COVID around. We've got the flu around. We've got everything going around. We don't need mice too to bring one more thing in. So let's just keep it clean. Let's keep an eye out for those mice. Even if you know, you might hear them in the walls at night. You know, that it's time to get rid of them. It is time. You don't want to live with them at all.
Now, getting one's house or living area free of mice is one thing with traps and rodent stopper and the like. But it's almost as if you have to do an inspection, like a king has to inspect his castle to make sure that there are no holes in the walls. With mice, you know, any little opening and, you know, they're in. How do you say
they're in? They can get in. If it's the size of an eraser, they can get in. It's kind of hard to believe, but they are contortionists. They can dislocate their shoulders to get through these holes. So you need to do the perimeter inspection. You got to be the field general. You have to go around, look all around the house, caulk all the stuff, just like with insects. If you see a hole that might, you know, might lead to problems, let's fill it up. I had around my dryer vent, there was a little tiny bit. I stuck steel wool in there and then tried to caulk it all around, but I just didn't want them going in. Steel wool is wonderful. They're not going to go through steel wool. So if you can pack that in there tightly, they won't come in. But it's very important, yes, to secure the perimeter. Go around the house. If you do see some spots where there looks like there might be some mouse activity, let's start spraying that area with some rodent stopper, and let's move them out to the neighbors.
Have them, I know. Move the mice. Make sure they go down the road and bother your neighbors, and then have the neighbors go to the brine sea and having to deal with that. And then maybe they'll go further along. And of course,
at some point in time, they're going to hit Lake Michigan or Lake Huron or Lake Erie.
Well, the other thing too is that always be, you know, it's one thing to get the stuff to get the mice out. It's another thing, Jan, to have that on hand for when, I'm sorry, rodent stopper does not last forever. You know, they're going to come back if you don't continue to have a
dip. That's right. It lasts for about a month outside. It lasts about 2 months inside. So keep spraying those areas. I've been spraying the same areas for a couple of years now. I have zero mice activity, except for the one that rode, just ran into my garage as I had the door open. But and I haven't seen him since. So I don't know whether he got out or what's the deal, but he's not there anymore.
Well, maybe a friendly hawk or owl.
Yeah. I do have, yes. So I don't like to poison them because I do have so many hawks around. And that is the number one thing that they love to eat, is all those little rodents running around. And they can see them right now, and because there's no snow cover.
Yeah.
They must be getting very fat because
Yes, that time of year, you know, beginning of January. The diet commercials and the exercise commercials. Maybe we need those for the Hawks too. If you want more information between now and when Jan returns a little after 10 on Talk of the Town, you can call the Brines at 616-772-2316. 616-772-2316. DeBrine Seed, Washington and Elm in downtown Zeeland. Open 6 days a week. Jan, we'll chat again a little after 10 on the WHTC Talk of the Town.
That's a plan.
Thank you very much, Jan Musin, on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.